When Nisqually Indian leader Billy Frank Jr. died yesterday at age 83, even President Obama praised his lifelong fight for Northwest tribal fishing rights. Billy Frank Jr. and his supporters were tear-gassed over the years, shot at, arrested with celebrities like Marlon Brando, and ultimately they were vindicated by a federal judge. There is a biography of Billy Frank Jr. called Messages from Frank's Landing. The author is University of Colorado Boulder law professor Charles Wilkinson. Charles, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sorry for the loss of your friend.
Yes, it is a great loss to everyone. He was at his best right up until the end, though.
Why do you say that?
Well, he was just still himself, still so vigorous and warm and hadn't lost a beat in terms of his thinking. So, and still physically active. So it was a surprise and a terrible thing, but it certainly nobody ever saw him in decline.
Will you remind us what Billy Frank Jr.'s lifelong fight was about?
Yeah, and I will say this, because he was versatile as a person, his mind was so quick, and so he evolved really from being a fighter into a conciliator, an important public leader. But the Bolt decision that you mentioned, Judge George Bolt, a federal district court judge, ruled that the treaties guaranteed the tribes 50% of the salmon. But you have to understand that the tribes were pushing that situation. They went to court affirmatively and kept the pressure on the United States to litigate hard in favor of the tribes, and Billy was a big part of that. Thrown in jail more than 50 times by the state, and at the same time working in the judicial arena. And then the decision came down, and it was one of the great decisions in the history of the Northwest and America in terms of what it did for dispossessed people, because it took the tribal fishing share on the rivers from 1 or 2 or 3%, depending on the tribe, up to 50%. And it was a big thing in the economy at that time and in the Northwest.
It was a huge victory, Charles, but how successful was Billy Frank Jr. Ultimately in saving the fish?
Well, the first thing the tribes did was to come together and form the Northwest Indian Fisheries Commission, and Billy was the first chair of it and remained so until he passed away. And the Fisheries Commission has been a tremendous force for conservation of salmon in the Northwest, a strong scientific presence, a staff of 50 to 70 people working on conservation in different ways.
Well, for example, Charles, what were the fish runs like in the Nisqually River when Billy Frank Jr. was a boy compared to what they are today?
The runs are down today, and Billy has been the voice for explaining that and explaining how we need to take action. And he's a tremendously eloquent person. He can hold a crowd of 1,000 people spellbound, and he's so authentic and knows the rivers and the sound and the salmon and can evoke that and draw people in and make them want to participate in the kind of conservation effort that is going on now. But Billy also warned of dead zones and global warming and how we must turn this around. And, he's been so constructive and has brought people together in that way and created a heightened public consciousness.
Charles Wilkinson, University of Colorado Boulder law professor, is author of the biography of Billy Frank Jr. It's called Messages from Frank's Landing. Billy Frank Jr. passed away yesterday at age 83. Charles, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Billy Frank Jr., we've been talking about a champion of tribal treaty rights and Northwest salmon restoration. President Obama says Billy Frank Jr. never stopped fighting to make sure future generations would be able to enjoy the outdoors as he did.